This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are going to leave the political and legal parts of the story of the day today to others and take up the economic and corporate reality of reproductive rights. With those rights set to be overruled, as Politico reports, more and more companies are saying they're going to help their employees with the costs of traveling out of state for medical procedures, including abortions. And that has corporate America weighing in on one of the most divisive issues in America. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes gets us going.
Laura Speakerman is co-founder and chief revenue officer at Alloy, a startup that sells identity services to banks and fintech companies. And she feels responsible for her 250 employees who work around the country. That's why this past January, the company announced it would put money towards helping employees access abortions.
This is another way in which employers have to take care of their team members.
Alloy will contribute up to $1,500 towards travel expenses for an employee or an employee's partner to get an abortion, and also help cover legal expenses or out-of-network costs around the procedure. Speakerman said this benefit makes the company a more attractive employer, though she did worry about deterring clients.
I think I'd be lying if I said I wasn't nervous, especially because we have banks in more conservative states and in states where these anti-choice bills have been rolled out. I still felt like it was worth taking that risk.
Other companies are taking the risk too and creating their own policies around this, including Amazon, Citigroup, and Match. And there may also be pressure to provide support for women no matter what happens, says Rita McGrath, a professor at Columbia Business School.
So, you know, if I'm forced to have a child, then you're going to be forced to bear some of the burden, might be the attitude you'll see there.
That includes robust parental policies, including paid leave, along with predictable hours. While these policies could be helpful to employees at the companies that have them, most of the workforce will be left out. Carrie N. Baker is a professor of women and gender at Smith College.
So, I mean, it's very common that workers that work for more, you know, resourced companies have access to more benefits.
Baker says it's important to keep in mind that 75% of women who obtain abortions in the U.S. don't make much money and are unlikely to work for a bank or a startup. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.